Now more with Frank Gaffney.
We're back. We are visiting with interesting people who are coming our way as we sit along part of the exhibition hall of the National Religious Broadcasters in Nashville, Tennessee, where we're participating. I'm very proud to say, as a participant and sponsor of this program, of the Religious Broadcasters in America, who do such an incredibly important job. We're visiting at the moment with one of those very interesting people, Raul Bulos. He is an expatriate Egyptian, now an American citizen, who came to the United States in 1986. His specialty is translation, and he is also doing mediation and is helping to communicate to people back in his native land information about freedom, and in particular the opportunities that this country affords those who yearn to enjoy it, who, and they're lucky, make their way here as Raul has done. We're visiting with him in the context of two important topics, as I see it. One is the plight of people like himself, a Coptic Christian in Egypt, and for that matter, Christians elsewhere in the Middle East and around the world, and also about the phenomenon of Sharia supremacism, which is one of the factors that is, I'm thinking, making the lives of so many Christians very difficult at the moment, and has some ominous implications for us here as well. Raul Bulos, it's good to have you with us. Thank you for taking a few minutes to talk with us.
Thank you. Thank you. I'm so glad to be here.
Let me ask you to begin. As we were talking before we began recording, you made a very important point. It's not uncommon among people who have come here to enjoy freedom and
yes.
live the American dream.
Yes.
But I find that they generally appreciate this country in a way that most of us who take it for granted don't. Talk a little bit about your experiences in that regard, if you would.
Definitely. Thank you so much. As a matter of fact, it is the freedom we enjoy here to go to church every Sunday morning, for instance, and to worship freely. And many times we take it for granted, and we just, I am tired today, I'm not going to go to church, or I will go do it online. But we need to remember there are Christians in globally, in Middle East, and you think China, you think North Korea, and they worship, and they have to do it underground, and they don't have that freedom we have here. And so once we come to this country, we do appreciate so much the freedom we have here to be able to worship and to sing and shout hallelujah everywhere. Yeah. That is
pray so and
true.
Write what you wish and
and
even proselytize, which is not, of course, something that is looked upon with favor back in places like Egypt. And to the extent that there is, sadly, ongoing persecution of Christians in Egypt,
yes,
much of this seems to be at the hands of the Muslim Brotherhood and other, well, I call them Sharia supremacists.
Right.
But there is some reason to be concerned about the government of President el-Sisi. My experience has been that Copts in Egypt are rather more favorably disposed towards el-Sisi than are Copts in the diaspora. But I can't quite tell whether that's just because they're under his thumb and, you know, he's the only thing that stands between them and even worse persecution, for example, the tender mercies of the Muslim Brotherhood. Talk about your views on that.
First of all, I would like to mention the fact that there is between 10% or 12% of the population in Egypt are Christians. Many times, as soon as I say I'm from Egypt, they say, oh, you are a Muslim. I say, no. Okay, well, you've been a Muslim and you converted to Christianity. I say, no, that is also not true. As a matter of fact, I was born in a Christian home, and the Christianity was in Egypt way before Islam. And that is so simple. When we read the book of Acts, we know that it's the whole Middle East originally Christian before Islam came, seven centuries after Christ. And all that to say that, and now you see majority of those countries are Muslims and the minorities are Christians. So I belong to that Christian minority. I'm so proud to belong to the Coptic Church and the Evangelical Coptic Church in Egypt. But you mentioned something so important about it, President Sisi, and generally speaking, we do appreciate him. In a sense, he is one of the, I would say, the best so far president. Never before any president of Egypt will go during Christmas time to celebrate Christmas in the church, in the big church, and it is in TV, in a state TV. In that sense, he's doing great. Nobody else before him. I still remember President Nasser and President Sadat, the one who signed the peace treaty between Egypt and Israel, and then Mubarak never did that. So Sisi was really, in that sense, is the best. Yet, persecution is happening. Persecution is happening. And it's very interesting.
But is it at the hands of the government, Rauf, or is it, despite the efforts of the government to prevent it from happening, at the hands of jihadis?
As a matter of fact, mainly in the hand of the Muslim Brotherhood. There is another group called the Salafi. You heard that name on the news. And very interesting to point the fact that Muslim Brotherhood started in Egypt. And Nasser, the President Nasser, was against them, and Sadat was against them. But also, the government, or specifically the secret police and so on, they turned the other...
A blind eye,
thank you. And they just like, as if nothing happened. And sometimes they protect the persecutors against the persecuted Christians. And because the Muslim Brotherhood today is infiltrated all the Egyptian army and the police, and so it is really hard.
And the educational system too, right?
Everything.
Yeah, yeah.
They are everywhere.
Let me turn very quickly, and we don't have a whole lot of time, I'm afraid, but I do want to draw upon your experience with this phenomenon. Again, I call it Sharia supremacism. As to whether we should be concerned about the Muslim Brotherhood in this country and its efforts to dominate the Muslim community and insist on accommodations to it, including as a separate parallel society. For example, we were discussing off air this phenomenon of female genital mutilation, which I think is one of the most barbaric, one of many barbaric manifestations of Sharia supremacism. It's happening in our country. By some estimates, 500,000 women and girls are already subjected to it or will be. How serious a problem is this in your adopted America?
100% true, what you mentioned. And it is in America. And to point to the fact that during the time of Obama administration, you find that the Muslim Brotherhood, they are here and they made their way. And I can name CARE and Islamic Student and,
Muslim Students Association.
Muslim Student, yeah. You name
Islamic
them.
Islamic Society of North America,
yes,
the Islamic Circle of North America, and on and on.
Thank you. The list is so long. So they are here, and the goal to apply Sharia law. Once we set Sharia law, that will go to all what you mentioned is mutilation, and they applying that here, and they try to start, and they have a strategy.
We'll continue with Rauf Bulos, a translator by training, but a courageous man who is helping to spread the word about what's happening in his native land of Egypt and what is happening in ours. More with him momentarily.
Go to securefreedomradio.org today. It's your freedom. It's your country. Frank Gaffney's Secure Freedom Radio.